NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Okay, Harley, you're all set. Lots of issues. We had some major elections in Europe. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I think the place to start is this very strange trip to the United Kingdom by President Trump, where there was a real effort by the Queen herself, the royal family, to try to smooth over the blow-up around British intelligence intervention in the U.S. election. Now, leading up to Trump's visit to England, he tweeted several times that he wanted a full investigation into the role of the British intelligence services, into the illegal FISA warrants against his campaign, the spying, and so on, particularly related to Christopher Steele. And it looked as though this might blow up the whole trip. So the Queen, being a relatively sophisticated operative, gave Trump the royal welcome, and I mean a real royal welcome, pomp and circumstance, the whole nine yards. And they were very polite to him, more gracious to him certainly than the U.S. Congress is.
Or than his her daughter-in-law, who was Markle, who was extremely ignorant. For no good reason, by the way.
She's not an insider in the family.
No, I know that. In fact, she's considered like, you know, an add-on. She's not really she's not really a royal.
But the Prince Charles was very friendly to him. The Queen was friendly. Theresa May was friendly. You know, they tried to present a front to basically say, look, the special relationship has to remain. It's so important.
And
Trump, for his part, did something very clever. He said, well, yeah, we want the special relationship because we want to have a special relationship with England separate from the European Union.
Right.
So Trump was making the point that he doesn't want the United States bogged down with the baggage of the European Union, with the anti-sovereignty policies, the anti-national policies, and so on, and that he was holding open to the British that if they do go ahead with Brexit, which of course now it's almost 3 years and they still haven't done it, but if they do, there might be a potential for a trade deal with the U.S. that would free them from the dependence on the European Union. Now, of course, Trump is smart enough to know that an alliance with the British would mean that the British would have to stop running operations against the United States.
Right.
And one of the ways he made that clear, and this is something that no one in the American media picked up, is he opened a speech at Normandy with the prayer from Franklin Roosevelt for D-Day. Now, why was that important? Because every leading Brit knows that Franklin Roosevelt was an enemy of Winston Churchill because he saw Churchill as an enemy of America. And Churchill was an enemy of America. Churchill was a proponent of the racist British imperial system. He, and on several occasions in meetings with Roosevelt, said, look, after the war, we're going to go back to our colonies. And at one point, Roosevelt said, Americans are not dying in this war for the British Empire.
Right.
So Trump made clear that if there's going to be a special relationship, it will be on his terms, not the terms of the British.
Right.
And in return, the royal family was very open, very friendly. Plus, it looks like they're going to give up Christopher Steele because the London Times reported the day Trump arrived that Christopher Steele worked out an agreement with Durham, the appointee of Attorney General Barr, that he will testify to Durham, but he made certain conditions.
Yeah, well, my guess is one of the earliest statements that Steele made, even when he proposed this dossier, which is asked for, he himself even made the public statement a year and a half ago. He didn't think it was reliable. And the fact is he was being pushed by people like Clapper and the British Intel because they wanted to get rid of Trump. Now, here's something that I want to insert here that's really important. Even if Brexit happens, if you have a piece of equipment, just like here in Mexico with the automobile industry, let's say you make a frame for a car seat. It goes down to Mexico, they put leather on it, it goes back and forth, back and forth. Same thing in Europe. Even if we have a Brexit deal, they need to have a way of actually getting products back and forth across the borders between Britain and the UK and Europe because production is back and forth and back and forth. And you don't want tariffs or non-tariff barriers preventing the production of equipment. Even, for example, the Airbus. A lot of the equipment made in the Airbus system in the UK originates in Britain, and it goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's not just one trip. And people have to understand what the British want is they don't want immigration uncontrolled. They want to have their own regulations. I had an Irish broadcast politician on a few years ago, and he said 85% of regulations are made by bureaucrats in Brussels. They're not made by elected officials. So I think Brexit's going to happen under Boris, etc. But I have a feeling Trump's going to get his deal. He's going to get the British to shut down. They're going to have silver steel. Steel's going to chirp like a canary. And a lot of people are going to go down when steel starts chirping, aren't they?
Well, Bill, let me just give you the update on the whole steel thing, because here's what's important. Steel tried to lay out conditions. And this is what the London Times reported, that Steel said he would be happy to talk about his dealings with the FBI, but that's it. Now, that's important, because that means Comey and McCabe and Peter Strzok and that whole network are going to get exposed by Steel for running the operation. But he's doing what he can to shield the British side of it by just saying, well, he was just working with the FBI. The fact is, he was working with Sir Richard Dearlove. But here's the other point that's interesting. When Steele said that he would not talk about other matters, the London Times reported that a top official of British intelligence said Steele no longer works for us, so we have no reason to give him backing. Now, what that means is that after Steele was essentially given over to Durham and William Barr, the British intelligence cut him off and didn't tell him. And he read about this in the London Times, and apparently he was completely upset. His attorney went directly to the British Foreign Office, and they said, look, he hasn't worked for us for 10 years. So they're doing everything they can to make it seem as though he was a rogue operation. Now, here's where that falls apart.
But that's not, you know, that's going to fall apart, right? Go ahead.
Well, of course, because who is it who continues to back him? Sir Richard Dearlove, who is the former MI6 chairman, who's on the board of every major institution of the Privy Council, the insiders of London.
Right. The people around Canary Square, in other words. Yeah.
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 So what's important is that Barr and Durham trapped Steele. The British washed their hands of him.
Right.
And they're basically saying, well, you know, let's put this behind us.
They're trying to sacrifice Steele and try to limit what he will talk about, is what you're saying.
That's what British intelligence is going to try to do. Now, I don't think Barr is in on that. I don't think Durham is in on that. I think they're basically saying, let this go where it goes. And that's what Trump has said. Trump has said, look, he wants to know where this started, who did it, who's responsible, and there should be nothing left out. So the attempt to manage this is not going to go very well. Now, they may stall it. They may make it wait sometime into the second term of Trump. But I think Trump is committed to get the truth out. And also, by the way, at the same time this was going on around Steele, British press ran the first coverage of Bill Binney and the fact that Binney has done the forensic evidence to show that there was no Russian hacking.
Right, so it was a thumb drive transfer, in other words.
Yeah, most likely by someone like Seth Rich.
Who died in unusual circumstances, proving there's a biological connection because he's blood. He's dead.
Yeah. Now,
death is like a period on the end of a sentence, isn't it? Please continue.
No, let me make this point. What's important is the Daily Mail, which is one of the tabloids that's read by everyone, was the one that ran the story about Binney, which means that the average person in England who reads the equivalent of the New York Post or Bild Zeitung in Germany now knows that there are leading intelligence officials in the U.S. who say the Russians didn't do it.
Right.
Now, why is that so important? Because there's a poll that shows that very few people in the United Kingdom believe that the Russians were involved in the poisoning of the Skripals. And there's a growing sense in England that the establishment has been working to with the neocons in the United States against Russia and against China. And what's interesting is the British want to be on the side of the Chinese right now. So there's some real earthquakes in international politics.
Let me insert something. I am a toxicologist, and I actually have classified sources that the toxicology that killed the people of Skripal is a toxic substance only made by the British in Downton and Porton Down. So the Russians never, ever made this particular toxin, and it's a Porton Down toxin that killed them, okay? So this is crap.
Well, it didn't kill them.
Well, not kill them, but make them so disabled that their daughter is functioning. The other guy's comatose. But basically, it's like being BZ'd, you know, which is a toxic version of LSD that lasts a month, and which, by the way, there's some pretty good evidence they've BZ'd our journalist, Julian Assange. He's been BZ'd.
Well, no one's been able to see him recently, and they're holding him for a full year on a bail jumping charge. But to go back to the thing now with the Binney story coming out, with the Christopher Steele story coming out, you still have people like Adam Schiff and Nadler demanding that Mueller come before them, that the Trump administration give up every piece of paper. And what's going to happen is that if Mueller does come, he's not going to be a friendly witness, and he's going to just repeat what was in the report. But it will give the Republicans an opportunity to ask him, why didn't he look into the way the Clinton email case was handled?
Right.
Why didn't he look into the question of Christopher Steele getting paid for by the Clinton campaign?
Right.
Why didn't he look into the question of the FBI lying in the filing of the FISA warrant on Carter Page? So Mueller doesn't want to go testify.
Oh, yeah, that's why he wants to limit his questions, because they'll be self-incriminatory. To be honest with you, Mueller himself, the way he handled this, is actually, he actually could end up in prison. He could actually end up being indicted. He's a criminal, okay? People need to understand, he's a criminal going back to the cover-up of 9/11, the cover-up of the Uranium One, and the cover-up of what happened in Benghazi. There's a lot of dirty deals going on, and this guy is deep. So is Comey's brother, by the way. Comey's brother is the attorney for the primary legal firm in Shenzhen, China, that actually launders most of the drug money in the world is laundered through this bank system in Shenzhen. Did you know that? In Shanghai, Shanghai. His brother,
The Hongsheng Bank.
The Hongsheng Bank is actually the primary bank laundering the worldwide money. There may be other trails, but it goes through the Hongsheng Bank in Shanghai, and his brother, Comey's brother. These are corrupt bastards, okay? And
Comey was on the board of HSBC.
Right.
So I'm talking about the FBI director. So
I know that.
So here's the important thing. If, in fact, Gerald Nadler gets his way and gets Mueller before the Congress, when the Democrats ask him, did Trump obstruct justice? Did Trump collude? He's going to say, refer to the report. The Republicans will ask him questions that he's not going to want to have. That's why he doesn't want to testify.
Well, the thing is, if he's asking, if you testify before a Senate committee and you lie and it can be confirmed, you're going to the big house. You're going to go to a cell. He's not going to get off with this scot-free. He might have thought he had unlimited power.
He knows that's what he's trying to do to Roger Stone.
And he's an attorney. He knows that he's actually screwed himself already. And the fact that Durham is now pursuing all these things and Horowitz report, Trump's not going to let this lay. I guarantee you, now that that they're calling for not only impeachment, but Pelosi's calling for prison, Trump's going to waltz into the 2020 election and win. Unless they assassinate him or they crash the world economy, Trump's going to win. Period. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutraMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Lots of stuff going on. So Europe is starting to shake up. I want to see a reformulation of the Federation called Europe, where there's some more independence and autonomy, where the Italians a few years ago when they had the earthquakes could have money to rebuild their cities and their infrastructure and their water filtration and their buildings. I want to see a system where They can control immigration. States like, for example, there are European members like Denmark, etc. They're opting out. They're no longer wanting to have open immigration, even though they're socialist states. They're sick and tired of it. It's getting way out of control. And I honestly see populism is not just Donald Trump. It's all across the world now. Even in China, there's a number of populist leaders rising in every country on earth, including India, that are moving to positions of power, younger people who are just fed up with the previous order, aren't they?
Well, in India, perfect example, all the pundits were saying that Modi is going to lose because Modi is an Indian nationalist. And instead, he cleaned up in the last election. And he's going to be meeting with Trump at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, at the end of this month. But on the question of Europe, you know, the European elections are somewhat more mixed than is generally presented. Some of the U.S. media say that the populists and the nationalists lost, which is not true. Right. But others are saying that the populists and the nationalists swept the elections, which is also not true. It differs from state to state, but let me go through the key cases. In Italy, the strongest party now is the Lega, which is run by Salvini, which ran on essentially a LaRouche platform. Right. Their policy was national sovereignty. Their policy is Glass-Steagall, banking separation. It's national banking for national infrastructure investment, and it's independence from the central bank control of the European Union. Now, the foreign policy spokesman for the Lega is a man named Marco Zani, who has spoken at two or three of our conferences. He's organized with our members in the U.S. Congress as a supporter of Glass-Steagall. And so you have in the League, which has got 34% of the vote, it's double almost the next party. So whichever party forms a coalition with them, they'll be in the government. And they're essentially a LaRouche party. Now, in Germany, all the major parties lost votes. But the major so-called right populist party, the Alternative for Deutschland, did not have a LaRouche program. They ran only on immigration and only on saying, we don't want Muslims. And as a result, their votes actually dropped from the previous time. And unfortunately, the second largest vote getter now in Germany is the Greens, who are completely crazy. They're trying to shut down the auto industry in Germany.
Well, yeah, and actually, they're even trying to shut down the nuclear industry. And they're trying to move to solar. Yeah, I know, and that's terrible. I mean, Germany has some of the cleanest nuclear power in the world, and yet they're trying to shut it down and move to solar? How crazy. You can go along the Autobahn, I'm sure you're over there, and you see solar panels everywhere. Germany's not bright. It's not an ideal place for solar, and it's certainly not going to replace, depending on how sunny is that day. It's good to have backup, I mean, but...
Let me tell you, we just did a study on this. Here's the problem. Merkel, after Fukushima, pivoted and joined with the Greens to have an exit from nuclear power. Now she's joining with the Greens to have an exit from coal.
And you're kidding.
The British are trying to get Germany to not buy natural gas from Russia. So they would be almost entirely dependent on solar and wind power. Now, you're right. All along the roads
and
everywhere
you
go in Germany, there's solar panels and windmills. And here's the problem. If you don't have a lot of sun and wind, you have energy shortages. If you do have a lot, you have surpluses, and there's no way to store it.
Well, actually, there is my niece, who's a genius, who finished her PhD in plasma physics at Princeton, developed an energy storage system for hundreds of kilobytes of power. Whatever it is, of power. And she's selling to countries all over the world, right? Yeah. So
we do have,
but it's a compressed air system. It's extremely expensive, and it can store, lots and lots of power. But the problem is these systems have to be buried. They're compressed air. They're very expensive, and they can even out the power curve, but they still don't provide source. We need plasma fusion energies, which, America's had the technology for 100 years, for 60 years. We need... the Chinese, who can actually amplify the production of the fusion energy technology. We need to have backup storage systems, and we need also a distribution system so a coronal mass ejection from the sun, because the sun is in the solar minimum, won't blow the power grid all to pieces. So I'm trying to get Dr. Pai on, who's part of the commission, trying to tell Obama, who didn't listen, at least Trump is listening to the idea that if we have a CME from the sun or a cyber attack or an EMP weapon from, say, a potential enemy, it could knock out the power grid. Plasma lines would stop that, and surge protectors on our power grid. We haven't done it.
Well, let me go back to Germany, though, because I wanted to finish the point, because it's the point you're making, but people need to hear how this situation worked.
Right.
What they did in Germany is they said, nuclear is too expensive and too dangerous, coal is too polluting, we've got to get out of CO2. Now, nuclear is the most CO2-free technology there is, but here's what they did. They have massive subsidies, government subsidies, of wind and solar.
Right.
And in order to when they have surplus, they have these markets like Enron set up in California.
Right.
So private companies are making profits based on the subsidies from the government.
Right.
But what happens to the people? Number one, they're paying higher taxes for the subsidies.
Exactly.
Number two, they're paying the highest utility bills in Europe.
And by the way, let me add a third thing that's important.
Expensive.
The amount of CO2 solar they're generating from making solar is actually more than coal. And I worked taking care of the coal-fired generators in Colorado. The only thing they generate at the top of the coal-fired generators from Wyoming is water vapor. Coal is not dirty if you have proper scrubbing. So we have the technology, and so do the Germans. It's foolish to get rid of coal, and Germany has tons of coal. That's why they made their German engines using coal converted to fuel. That's why we talk about the diesel engine.
It's not just foolish, it's suicidal.
Right.
The policy of the Greens, the CDU, the Liberal Party, which is called the Free Democratic Party, and the Social Democrats, all are for so-called sustainable energy. There's no way that the German engineering systems and industrial technology can be sustained under those circumstances. So Germany is about to go from being one of the leaders in engineering, high-tech, high-energy machine tool production. They're going to go from being the leader into being a third-world country.
Now, how can that be? Merkel must be mentally ill. She's a nuclear physicist. She must know.
It's not just Merkel. The problem is that the Germans have been subjected to such anti-nationalist propaganda since the Hitler period that they're afraid to stand up and say we need to have a policy that's good for Germany. And instead, they were told, told by Mitterrand, Bush, and Thatcher that the condition for reunification of Germany after the fall of the Warsaw Pact, is that Germany underwrite the euro. And so they're being told the only way to keep peace in Europe is for Germany to underwrite the euro and for Germany to shift away from these new technologies and energy-dense technologies. As a result, the average person in Germany knows the situation is terrible. They hate the government. They hate the parties.
Right.
But they shrug their shoulders and they say there's nothing you can do. And the problem is there's no Trump-type figure in Germany that can present an alternative.
Why is that? Because you think the Germans... See, one of the things that I have a background in nuclear physics. Have you ever heard of thorium reactors instead of uranium reactors?
Sure.
Thorium reactors do not generate waste or fuel. It just uses itself up. So if you have thorium reactors, or even if you have a tokamak fusion reactor, we already have had mining operations on the moon for 50 years for helium-3. The Chinese 5 years ago already announced they're going to apply 3,500 scientists to, when they go to the moon, start mining helium-3, which they know the Bolshock wave of the Van Allen radiation belt pushes the moon dust from the sun, the solar coronosphere, onto the moon's surface. There's 500,000 to a million times more helium-3 crystals on the moon's surface that you can simply mine by pulling moon dust and just separating it, and it's the best fuel for a fusion reactor. And it generates almost limitless power with no danger, no isotopes. I mean, honestly, the future is ours. If we just invent it, we don't have to worry about power sources. And this idea of CO2 is a death gas is ridiculous. It's part of what's called the carbon auction cycle. It's ridiculous.
Well, here's the problem. If you have people in Germany who have become pessimistic and semi-comfortable,
right,
they're beginning to go through the same thing that happened in the United States after 2008. Loss of industrial jobs. The older generation is losing their security.
Right.
The younger generation doesn't have the skills. And in the midst of this, you have a heavily funded anti-science, anti-technology propaganda operation.
Right.
And as a result, the average German is significantly under the burden of pessimism. Now, in the United States, the difference is that the United States still has a view that we can do things if we apply ourselves.
Right.
And this is what Trump appealed to with the idea of Make America Great Again.
Right.
If you did that in Germany, the British press would immediately say, this is a revival of the Nazis. And so,
you know the reason why the British still have an attitude? You don't want to see the rise of the German technology, which is why the British promulgated and actually brought forward World War I and World War II were created by the British.
Exactly.
This is all engineered, just like the Soviet Union and the rise of communist China were all British operations, weren't they? People don't know
Bill,
this.
And Bill, I want your listeners to Google something called Integrity Initiative, because the Integrity Initiative is a heavily funded British government operation that has what they call cells in every single British consular office around the world. And their job is to find out who's promoting the idea of, for example, German-Russian cooperation. And
right.
they go out and attack that person as a Putin puppet. This is the world equivalent of Russiagate. Anyone
right.
who says, well, maybe Russia and France or Russia and Italy have common interests, they say, oh, you must be funded by Putin.
Oh,
now,
really?
If that's the case, Putin must have more money than God. Because he's supposedly funding, he's supposedly funding the Yellow Vest movement in France, the Lega in Italy, the anti-miracle parties in Germany. It's just a fraud. But people, because the press is so controlled in Europe, even more than in the U.S. Just as an example, there's not a program like your program available in Germany. Your program
Our audience is. Our second or third largest country that listens to my show, according to stats, is Germany. They know they're not going to hear this in their own German radio. They're going to hear it on this show when it goes over there. And we started last 3 or 4 months to social media and YouTube, etc. People over there want to know the truth, and they can only hear it because we have social freedom here. If I said these things in Canada or Australia, New Zealand, Britain, or Europe, I would go to jail or get assassinated.
But here's the problem. You're right. People in Germany do want to hear it. But many, many Germans don't speak English. And what I'm saying is, in their own language, there's no alternative media.
Oh, I agree. A lot of Germans
so
I know speak English.
That's how publications like Der Spiegel or Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung or the Süddeutsche Zeitung or the Tagesspiegel, that's how they control the discussion in Germany. All the German language media comes out of London and New York and the Washington Post.
Yeah, but all of the Germans I know all speak at least 4 or 5 languages. So, you know, my son speaks fluent German.
But they're not, they don't have...
They're not the average, though, right?
But they also don't have the cultural idea of an alternative media. You know, they still adhere to the idea that you have to stick with what's acceptable.
Why is that? Are they still dealing with World War II guilt over the Holocaust?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And by the way, do they not understand that 122,000 of the Holocaust SS were atheistic Jews? There weren't just, you know, a bunch of Nazis. And even some of the heritage of Mr. Adolf Hitler himself, there's some pretty strong evidence that he may even have himself some Hebrew ancestry and Jewish ancestry. There's a lot more to this than people think, isn't there? A lot more. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted
at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutraMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutraMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutraMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutraMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical.
Before the war started, okay? People have to understand what's going on. And welcome back. So, Harley, the world is not at all what we think it is. Even when you listen to Fox News, there's a lot more to these moving parts. In the ideal future, let's say 20 or 30 years from now, we should have a defensive Earth strategy. We should have no people worried about a nuclear missile, chemical, or biological killing their population. We should have realized that the carrying capacity of the Earth is a lot higher, that we don't need to worry about reducing the population. We need a move to protect the Earth from a coronal mass ejection or incoming asteroid like Apophis coming in 10 years, next 10 years in April. We need to actually have a defensive Earth strategy to make sure people don't dump plastic when it's supposed to be recycled in Asia. They dumped it out in the oceans, and now they've got charities trying to pick it up. I mean, it should be totally recycling. When you have coal, you can have totally scrubbing it, so the only thing coming to the top is water vapor. We should have fusion reactors, and the Chinese are already saying they want to do it. And we're hiding the technology we've had for 50 years. What I see going on is the solutions are already ready, but they don't want to implement it because the globalists want chaos. They don't want nations to work with each other. They don't want to protect even the Earth from a coronal mass ejection or power outage if we have a coronal mass ejection from the sun. What I see happening is insanity. And the problem is that people don't realize that if we move to the option of a war, the next war, like Einstein says, you know, he doesn't know how bad it'll be with World War III, you know, nuclear weapons. He said World War IV will be with sticks and stones. It'll be basically the Stone Age for if there's a small remnant of the population left.
Well, Bill, let's go back to what we were talking about before, which gets at the heart of this. There are too many people, including a lot of your listeners, who are well-meaning, they're American patriots, they want to see Trump succeed, but they've bitten into the poison apple, which
right.
is that they think the biggest problem is Hillary and Bill Clinton.
No.
And that, therefore, everything has to revolve around getting the Clintons. Now, if the thing is done properly, the Clintons will eventually pay their price. But what they're missing is that Bill Clinton is essentially a guy who wants money.
There's they're just good players. They're just hired actors in the global scheme, aren't they?
And Hillary wanted power.
Right.
Now, here's the real issue. What you were talking about earlier, geopolitics. The British do not want to see a Russia-China-U.S. economic alliance.
No.
Because that would be the end of the speculative financial system, the bubble economy, the derivatives, and so on. Now,
while
Trump was in London, there was a big meeting in Moscow and then St. Petersburg between President Xi of China and Putin of Russia, where they moved ahead on a whole series of fronts for economic cooperation, including all kinds of new technologies. Now, the two of them, in their discussions, planned a strategy for their meetings with Trump at the G20 meeting in Osaka, Japan. What both Putin and Xi want is an honest, open relationship with Trump and the United States. What Donald Trump wants is an honest, open, cooperative relationship with Russia and China. What the British oligarchy, what the City of London, what the Wall Street bankers want is the U.S. at war with Russia and China. So the fact that Trump is online to follow through his campaign pledges to become friends with Russia and China is why we had Russiagate. It's why we have Pompeo and Bolton running around talking about wars all over the place. It's why we have, I want to say you're absolutely right on the Mexican question. The president of Mexico wants to work with Trump. He said it repeatedly. He sent his team up to Washington
They're there right now. They've been there a week. They've been there a week working on it.
And what did they say? They said, we want to shut down the trafficking coming up through Guatemala. So there's a potential, as you said, for a totally new system, which is not dependent on the Federal Reserve, on the International Monetary Fund, on the City of London, but is totally dependent on gearing up American industrial and scientific capabilities to work with the Russians and the Chinese.
Right.
That's the way we resolve every single problem that comes out of the globalists.
But remember, Harley, Lyndon talked about the fact you got to get Glass-Steagall. The bubble economy is one of the problems.
Yeah,
if you
sure.
actually look at the balance sheet and see the number of trillions, not trillion, but quadrillions of dollars created by the bubble economy by the British banks in the Jersey and Guernsey Islands and so on in Grand Cayman, it's insane. And, you know, they used to say that Britain ruled the waves. They rule the waves of money now. And that's why they want to rule the world. They're ruling it through proxies, through their transnational corporations and the United Nations, which is just a rebirth of the British Empire in the UN, isn't it?
Well, that's what's threatened by this Belt and Road Initiative. If the U.S. were to join the Belt and Road Initiative, we would immediately be in a position to create several million productive manufacturing jobs in the United States. Now, let me say something on tariffs, because I'm writing a piece on this right now. Trump is right. The American system was based on tariffs, but Hamilton had a two-part approach to it. Number one, that if we have industries that are new, that are being threatened by other countries, you have tariffs to protect them. But
right.
Also, tariffs are an instrument against financial warfare by another country.
Right.
In the time of our republic founding, the British still tried to overturn our republic. Now, China is not an enemy in the sense that they're trying to destroy the U.S. economy. The U.S. economy was destroyed by U.S. bankers, British bankers, and corrupt corporate globalists.
Well, corporate globalists that have moved our pencil industry overseas and our automobile and everything else.
Exactly.
And basically corrupt politicians who collaborate with them.
You're not going to get them back.
Joe Biden, right?
And let me finish this point. You're not going to get them back just by putting tariffs on it, because they'll move it through another country. You get it back, as you just said, with Glass-Steagall that squeezes the speculation out of the economy. And then secondly, with a Hamiltonian credit policy, which instead of making credit available for a bubble, it makes credit available for physical production.
Well, when the recession hit in 2008, that's exactly what the Chinese did, and we didn't, right?
And that's what Lyndon LaRouche was fighting for like hell, to get us back on Glass-Steagall and a Hamiltonian credit policy. Now, Trump responded to that. He picked up on elements of it. But one of the reasons he has Lighthizer in there is that Lighthizer claims to be a Hamiltonian. But Lighthizer is proving that he's not a Hamiltonian. He's putting neoliberal and neoconservative ideas ahead of his Hamiltonian ideas.
Really?
And so instead of using tariffs where necessary to protect our industries, we're using them as a weapon to prevent a higher level of cooperation. And so my advice to Trump on this is, yes, we need to protect American sovereignty, but we also need to allow other countries to protect their sovereignty.
Yeah.
And I think the key to the Mexico situation is what López Obrador said. He said, we respect America. We want to be friends with America, but we want America to respect our sovereignty also. And I think that's how he's going to be able to talk with Trump effectively to work out a deal between the U.S. and Mexico.
Well, here's the things that I think that Mexico will probably do. They're going to put troops on the border and try to stop the stem tide to get it under 20,000, which will stop the tariffs. Number two, they're going to start actually attacking and removing the narco state, and with our help, they should be able to.
Yeah.
And number three, the USMC treaty and an arrangement has to be passed, but right now this Congress isn't going to pass it. So it's going to have to wait in the wings for another year and a half, because the Democrats don't want to replace NAFTA and the global arrangements are literally dismantling America. They want chaos. They want open borders. They want to have...
Here's why the advice to Trump is so important. If Trump were to go with a LaRouchean four law policy, Glass-Steagall, infrastructure investment, national credit policy,
right,
and high-tech investment, the Democrats would be committing suicide not to back him on at least some of that. And so Trump is holding some flanks that he hasn't used yet.
But you know what's funny? Pelosi's mentally ill enough. She can make a statement 50 minutes before she comes to the White House and wants to have a deal on infrastructure. And she says, we're going to put Trump in prison. Stop it. The Democrats shouldn't realize, and she had enough sense to know otherwise, but these Democrats have gone so far over the edge, they don't want just impeachment. They want him in prison for what?
Some of them are starting to shift. There's a congressman from New Jersey who came out, a Democrat, who said, look, forget it. The Mueller report is out. We don't have the goods. Let's work together.
I'll tell you when it'll shift. You know when it'll shift? It's going to shift when this number of 24 or whatever Democrats is running is down to two or three. And the two or three are going to realize that they're not going to even have half a chance to actually put something forward unless they actually have some bills like infrastructure and health safety net and a border control.
Well, that's the point.
Or they're going to kill themselves politically. And once it's down to Trump two or three Democrats left in the running, and the far left is shoved off to the side like AOC and a bunch of maniacs, the other Democrats that actually have half a clue and want to do something good for America, they're going to put this aside and say, look, we need to work with Trump. He is the current president. Even if we think we want to replace him in 2020, which they're not going to, because they can't beat his economy. They can't beat the fact the way he's and people like me that are in his base, we're going to give him a lot of money, a lot of support, a lot of media. He's going to win. And the Democrats, if they continue this, they will destroy the party. And if there's a party in the future called the Democrats, it won't have anything to do with the current party. Far left socialism and globalism will be gone from the Democratic Party in 2024 or 2028. It'll cease to exist.
The president has two, what you might call, Trump cards that he has to play. One is to follow up on the British intervention into the election. Go after the networks and the FBI, the CIA, and the Democratic and Republican parties that collaborated with the British. Number two, LaRouche's economic policy.
Right.
Put the physical economy back in place. That will demonstrate conclusively that a physical economy is what the United States is about, not a bubble economy.
Yeah, but by the way, you don't have to put it through the Federal Reserve. What America should do is, at the Hamiltonian credit system, just like in Hamilton, he realized the British were trying to block him so they couldn't make even looms or any manufacturing equipment from even making guns in America. So they actually created the Hamiltonian system so America had a financial base to actually make their own equipment to make looms and so on. People didn't realize.
Hamilton's National Bank was not a Federal Reserve.
Right.
It was a bank that the main stockholders were the Treasury of the United States,
exactly,
which was run by the Congress as a result of the American people voting.
Right.
Since 1913, the American people have no say over monetary policy in this country.
Exactly.
Because the Congress gave it to the Federal Reserve.
But
under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, it's the Congress that is responsible for credit.
Well, they did that on Christmas Eve in 2013, and it was a British takeover of our bank through the reserve system that replaced our ability of our own government coining money like the Hamiltonian system. The Hamiltonian system died on Christmas Eve 2013 when they brought in the banking system, which replaced it. If we went back to that system, which is what LaRouche is pushing, we would start disconnecting ourselves step by step from the reserve bank system run by the British and by the Vatican and by the globalists that want to run the whole world. And they're running from the Canary Square and from the... That's why the Queen's being so friendly to Trump, because she's terrified he's going to take away the underlying root of her reptilian control of the planet. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm going to be meeting this week with one of the authors of the book, Treasure Islands, which goes through how the British tried to sustain their empire financially after World War II. So I can report on that next week.
Right, you're talking about Treasure Islands like Jersey and Guernsey and Grand Cayman, and how the quadrillions of dollars that goes through this from corporations and individuals is the primary crime that's running the world into the ground, isn't it? And toward war.
The shadow banking system.
And also pushing us toward world war. Because if we don't have trade, we are eventually going to have war, aren't we?
Yep. But we don't have to. We have solutions. People should go to LaRouchePact.com and read some of the writings of LaRouche on this. Because for 40 years, 50 years, he's been talking about what we've been discussing tonight.
Right. And what's really happening here, these are straightforward solutions that have been proven in history in the past. Other countries like China study them and use them, and we don't. Isn't that hard to believe?